This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Our internet prayer station at this time or any time, broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. And so this is Prophetic Tuesday. So good Tuesday morning, everybody. Those of you that are listening on bpnradio.com, TuneIn Radio, and those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live. And so thankful for those of you who are partnering with us here on bpnradio.com. Appreciate your faithful support. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast or any of our programs, but we are delighted that you are listening today or watching on Facebook Live. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Aliona, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And so we are just about ready to begin another Prophetic Tuesday. And of course, we appreciate all of you that have been sending in your name, your first name, your city, and your state. And we're going to prophesy over as many people as we possibly can today. Remember, boy, I love to give prophetic words. It's one of the highlights of my week, being able to share with people about what the Holy Spirit is saying, because I know from experience of being a prophetic voice across America and around the world since 1985, and the thousands that I have ministered to, and the many, many testimonies that I've received, I know that one word from God can change your life forever. So I want you to get ready to receive. And I have a lot of prophetic words that I have put down, written down. I was up late last night, early this morning, praying over names, praying over people, asking the Holy Spirit to give me a word. Remember now that I know that some people are giving their names maybe a second or third time because you don't feel like maybe you've received a word. But there's so many, many people that I've already prophesied over. And remember that all of these prophetic words are archived by going to BreakoutRadioChurch.com. That's BreakoutRadioChurch.com. We have three or four different websites. We're in the process of merging all of those websites into one in the next few days. But right now, you go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com. I was just listening this morning for a few minutes to the program from last week. And so all of these Prophetic Tuesdays, Prophetic Thursdays, are archived on BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Words that I've given and words that Allison Keeber have given. And you can go to the archives and re-listen to any of those prophetic sessions, prophetic programs. Today's going to be an outstanding day. I've been writing prophetic words down. We're also going to give some prophetic words from those of you that leave your name, your city, and your state on Facebook, the Facebook Live program today. And we're going to be giving some words for those of you that call in from bpnradio.com. Those of you who are listening, we don't want to leave anybody out. I want to go ahead and give you that number. Don't call it until I give the word, but the number is 979-596-0195. Reading from my monitor there, 979-596-0195. So I'm going to read some prophetic words that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me about. And then I'm going to give some words from those of you that are watching on Facebook Live, and I'll give some prophetic words for those of you that call in when I give the word in a few minutes. Now, let me give you a few instructions, because I know that a prophecy can be misunderstood, but I begin to say and declare many years ago, let's don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Remember that if you receive a prophetic word, you must bear witness with that word in your spirit, not with your mind, because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. Your mind will say, no, you can't do that. You can't have that. It's not time. And your mind will resist prophetic words that you might receive. So if I prophesy over you today, it could be a now word, something God is doing right away in your life. It could be a future word, maybe 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years. I don't know. Don't try to make a future word into a now word. Or it could be a confirming word, a word you've already heard, a word you already know in your spirit, or it could be a brand new word, something you've never heard, something you've never even thought about. And you may say, well, I don't have the capability, but you got to realize that something supernatural can happen to you through a word from God. So if you can say, well, you know, I don't know how that can happen, but by faith, that word by faith, those two words by faith is very important. So you might say, by faith, I receive that word, and I'm going to repeat it, walk it out. Remember, the proper progression is ears, eyes, mouth, feet. So you hear something today, then you see what you have heard, then you say what you have seen and what you have heard, and then you begin to do something to correspond with that. Over 3 years ago, when I heard the Holy Spirit say, you're going to go on internet radio and lead prayer 24 hours a day, I had to respond to that. So immediately, I began to see what I was hearing. I began to say, I'm going to start leading prayer 24 hours a day. I didn't know how I could do that. But and then I began to contact someone, Michael Sean Bourne, who began to help me set up the equipment, and others that begin to work with me. So you got to have some faith feet. You hear it, you see it. Remember, you got to say it. You literally speak your worlds into existence. And then you begin to do something that corresponds with what you have heard the Holy Spirit say, and you have seen, and you have said. Ears, eyes, mouth, and feet are the proper progression. And God wants to do, remember, he wants to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power, that dunamis spirit that operates so effectively and efficiently in your life today. So there is a natural and there is a supernatural. And if you only operate in the natural world all of your life, you may do some wonderful things, but you will certainly not reach your capacity, your capabilities of what God has for you. So there's a natural and a supernatural. That's what the Apostle Paul said. And so today we're going to move into the supernatural. And I love to operate in the supernatural, doing things you never thought you could have done, saying things you never thought you could say, going to places you never thought you could go. There's a whole new supernatural world out there. So when you receive a word, you got to receive it with your spirit. If you don't, if you say, well, I don't believe that word's for me, you don't have to receive it. But you got to know that a prophetic word is a foretelling of something that God wants to do in your life, something he is saying to you that will make a difference. And even if I don't call your name today, you need to get ready with a pencil and paper, your iPad, whatever it may be, and get ready to write something down that you are hearing the Holy Spirit saying about you. Or maybe someone receives a word and you might say, well, that word is for me also. Now, remember when I prophesied today that it's not a book, it's not a chapter, it's not a book, it's a word. It may be only one sentence, two sentences, a paragraph. So what do? You write it down, you receive it, write it down, and you begin to speak it, declare it, decree it, and allow the Holy Spirit to grow it and put it into proper motion. Wow. So I love to prophesy. I've prophesied over thousands of people since 1985, since I became a prophetic voice to this nation and nations of the world. Father, we pray right now. Y'all pray with me now. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that your will, plan, and purpose be done here today on Prophetic Tuesday, bpnradio.com. Tune in radio for those that are listening on their smartphone or those who are watching on Facebook Live. The will of God be done. Anoint me, your servant, to declare the word of the Lord, to operate and function in my gift, because I know that the prophetic is so needed. It moves us beyond anything that we could ask or think according to this power that operates in us. So, come on, put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear. Put your hand on your eyes, say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me. I'm ready to receive. Also, I'll remind you before I begin that this Prophetic Tuesday will be replayed on bpnradio.com at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. And it will be replayed throughout the day today on Facebook Live. Are you ready? I have a word for Grady. Grady from the Oklahoma City area. Grady, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that a new teaching position is being created for you to step into. Don't hesitate. Get ready to unload on other hungry hearts all that you have been doing and receiving for these many years. And Angie P. from Midwest City, Oklahoma. Angie, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your faith has made you whole. Your complete healing is starting from the inside out. And he's in the process of making your soul whole. And your inner man is being healed, and the healing then will be manifested on the outside, the outer man. So allow the Holy Spirit time to complete the progress of healing your inner man, which will be followed by healing on the outside. So the word for you, Angie P., is healing from the inside out. The inside out, it's all in motion, even as I speak today. So Angie there in Midwest City, I bless you in Jesus' name. Have a word for Gabriel from Brownsville, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you can run, but you can't hide. The will of God is in motion for your life. Many are going to turn to God as a result of you turning back to God. Remember, it's not too late. Ashley M. from Hiawassee, Georgia. Ashley, you are making more progress than you think you are. There is an opening to further an educational dimension of your life that is going to complete the process. So Ashley M. from Hiawassee, Georgia, I bless you. And Lena G., from Sydney, Australia, all the way down under. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you have a true missions gift, the ability to reach out to people from many nations, tribes, and languages is going to result in a season of great fruitfulness. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that nations are coming to your doorstep. I bless you, Lena, from Australia, way down under. Just want to welcome all of you Australians that are listening or watching today on Facebook Live. Jill T. from Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're making more progress than you think you are. Don't allow your progress to be determined by your present results. You have already accomplished far more than you will ever know. Quit being so hard on yourself. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Quit being so hard on yourself. Don't allow others to measure you or to place you in a performance mode. So, Jewel, Jewel T from the great state of Washington. Julie from Medley, Kentucky. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are an awesome writer, so start writing. Start writing. And you know, the way that I get prophetic words, I just hear maybe one or two words about someone or a sentence, I'll start putting it down. I may even write these words. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, or I see. You got to start with something. So, Julie, there in Medley, Kentucky, you start writing. Start writing whatever you are hearing, thinking, you're receiving. And it will turn into a books, and then it will turn into a volume of books. I bless you, Julie, there in Medley, Kentucky. Mary W. from Katy, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's all in the improvement stage. Complete and mystical results are about to follow. And Jan from Chicago, Illinois. I bless you, Mary. And Jan from Chicago, I believe I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a central theme about your life, and major revelations are going to take you to a new place in Him, a place where you'll be able to operate in the realm of the supernatural. That's what we've been talking about. I bless you, Jan, there in Chicago. Pam A. from Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, in times past, you were treated very careless with your giftings and your talents and abilities. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying that that you're going to begin to have influence over those who opposed you or mishandled you. They're going to sit down and you're going to stand up. Remember that God keeps a record, and He's about to give you some special recognition, Pam. That's been a long time coming. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's worth the wait. I bless you, Pam, there from Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Amy P. from Pasco, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a developmental league in motion for you. Developing certain gifted people, people and people groups and organizations for major assignments and major contracts. What an exciting word for you, Amy. There in Pasco, Washington. I bless you in Jesus' name. Dantel, Jay from Columbus, Ohio. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to help many come through months and years of unforgiveness. You'll be very instrumental in helping remove hearts of stone and replacing them with hearts of flesh. There's going to be a lot of weeping and as you minister to people, a lot of weeping in your meetings, people weeping. And boy, there's just something about people letting it all out. You're going to tell people, go ahead and weep, go ahead and cry, go ahead and wail, let it out. And so, Dantel, I bless you there in Columbus, Ohio. Kashala from Lake Oswego, Oregon. Kashala, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that things are getting settled, finally getting resolved. Days of resolution are arriving. Dead branches hanging over your head are being cut down and removed, being replaced by warm blankets of comfort and peace and tranquility. Wow, the things that you have been waiting for are coming to pass. And all the endurance that you've had to go through is now being rewarding. So many times you said, I just don't believe it's worth it all. But you will know and you will declare and you will testify that it is worth it all. So I bless you there, Kashala, there in Lake Oswego, Oregon. Laura R. from Reading, California. There is a healing ministry that has been deposited inside of you, calling out certain physical and emotional conditions that have had people bound for such a long time. Your own your own trials and tribulations are turning into a river of blessing for those who hear your voice and respond. A good season has arrived. So, Laura, there in Reading, California, I bless you in Jesus' name. Andy from Boise, Idaho. Hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a transition season coming to your life. Don't move, but make preparations to move. A significant opportunity is coming your way. A transition season is in motion. So I bless you there, Ann in Boise, Idaho. Edna P. from Colony, New York. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not allow yourself just to be another face in the crowd. You must know that He's going to place you head and shoulders above others around you so that you'll be able to clearly see the harvest that you are together. A worldview that others around you may not understand. So quit looking at your own abilities and just focus on Him. You're going to be a major player in this end time harvest. So Edna from Colony, New York, I bless you in Jesus' name. Alfred from Feasterville, Pennsylvania. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have a future in Christian radio. I see you making podcasts that will be heard around the world as a result of the end time revelations that you are receiving, that the Holy Spirit is giving you. So Alfred, I bless you in Jesus' name. Ruth, why don't we come and give a shout out to some people that are watching us on Facebook Live today. And then I'm going to pray. We're going to bless some of these people, give a word. We're just continuing on. So Ruth, come and give a shout out.
Well, good morning. If you're just now joining us, again, I want to welcome you to bpnradio.com. And today is Prophetic Tuesday. And Pastor Delsett gave some wonderful teaching at the beginning of the program. And so if you're new to Prophetic, I challenge you and encourage you to jump on later on throughout the day, because this program is replayed again on Facebook Live and on bpnradio.com. And even just grab the beginning of the program for the teaching of the prophetic, because a lot of people don't understand the prophetic. And so we want to share with you that we are just vessels. We are just, God is giving us these words and we are using that. And what an amazing gift that God gave Dale many, many, many years ago. And it has helped so many people. So for those of you that are new to this, I just want to encourage you to understand that and know that. And so we do. I want to give a shout out real quick to Leah. She and Pastor Jamie were here a few weeks ago, and I noticed she joined us and is watching. So a shout out to Leah and your family, and blessings to you. And Sean, another one of our friends, pastor friends from Roswell, New Mexico. Shout out to you and Don and all your family and friends and all those that are joining us today through Facebook Live and through bpnradio.com. It is a great day. We are so excited that you're a part of this particular live program. But encourage your friends to listen to it throughout the day and to stay tuned. And thank you for this awesome day.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth Gentry, who is the manager of bpnradio.com. Wow, it's an exciting day. Thank you, all of our friends there, Sean in Roswell, New Mexico, and I'll say a big thank you to Jamie and Leah Peters there in Malawi, Africa. Wow, we just go all around the world, and we're so excited about that. And I, of course, am leading a worldwide church without walls, Breakout Radio Church. And I lead services on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for those that do not have a church or do not have a pastor. Wow. I'm excited today. And some people are saying, well, when are you coming back? You and Gene coming back to minister at our church? Well, we do go for some special occasions, but you know, we're here at in our studios ministry center in Austin, Texas, and you know, we're so involved in bpnradio.com, Breakout Radio Church, and Breakout Prayer Network, Calling America to Pray, that we have very little opportunity to go out. And also, we're able to minister to all of these churches at one time. Just to think that through the venue of internet radio and through Facebook, we're able to reach across America and around the world. going to many places at one time where in years past, for over 30 years, we were only able to go to one church at a time. Now we can go to many, many churches, many, many cities, and many nations all at one time. So, God bless you for watching today, participating today. I have a word for Kayla. Kayla B. from Phillipsburg, Montana. Hear the Holy Spirit saying He's moving you out of your desert place into a land flowing with milk and honey, discovering that His promises are true after all, a season of music and dancing. Hey, I just want to stop and say, I believe in Revelation. I believe in information, revelation, and I believe in impartation. And we need prophetic voices all across America and other nations of the world. You know, when I started out going to churches and leading prayer and giving prophetic words to individuals, I did not know of very many that were doing that. But over the years, as a result of my obedience and as a result of stepping out in faith and giving prophetic words, many, many other people are prophesying today. Prophets are now going forth, sharing the word. And I believe I've been able to release the prophetic anointing in so many, many people because people need a word. I'm not talking about you Christians prophesying to each other. I'm talking about you prophesying to your neighbors, prophesying to your own family, prophesying to your coworkers, your co-laborers, prophesying to your employer, your employees, prophesying to your classmates. There are so many places that people need a word from God. Sometimes I'll give a prophetic word in a restaurant, or I'll give a prophetic word on a street somewhere, just when I hear the voice of the Lord. And so people need a word from God. It can literally change people's life. And so I'm just going to pray right now for an impartation. I've never done this, Ruth, on the Prophetic Tuesday, but I'm going to pray for an impartation. I'm going to pray the Holy Spirit will release a prophetic anointing in you that you too can prophesy. One day I'm going to have a school of the prophets, and I'll take a few people that that I see a certain prophetic anointing in, and I will do some prophetic teaching online. But for right now, I'm just speaking that word of release. So if you say I would like to have the prophetic anointing gifting work in my life, and so I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I just reach out to people that are listening on bpnradio.com, TuneIn Radio, and for those of you that are watching on Facebook Live, and I just release the prophetic anointing on them. I release the word because Peter stood up and prophesied the words, rehearsed the words of Joel. In the last day, saith God, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. They will declare the word of the Lord. So I declare the prophetic anointing is being released in these days, and spiritual dreams and words of knowledge and revelatory giftings that are in operation. I reach out and I lay my hands on you and I speak that word of release for you to prophesy, man of God, woman of God, prophesy the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, maybe I could prophesy over somebody that is watching today. That you have turned in your name. Chad from Farmington, Chad A. from Farmington, New Mexico. There are spiritual dreams. You're having spiritual dreams, and you do not know the meaning of these dreams. That's why God is raising up people that can interpret dreams, but keep writing your dreams down. Not every dream that you have, remember, not every dream you have is a spiritual dream, but there are dreams that are very spiritual. My wife Jean has been believing for healing for the numbness on her face. She had a dream the other night that she woke up one morning and all the numbness was gone. So she is declaring a word from God through a spiritual dream. Chad, you're having spiritual dreams, and I release those from Farmington, New Mexico. I bless you, Jessica from Yukon, Oklahoma. There are people that are coming to invest in your lives, and you need to receive them. Don't say No, I can't receive that. No, there's people that's coming to invest in your life. The Apostle Paul said concerning giving and receiving. So there's a lot of people I know that can give, but they just don't know how to receive. And so you need to put your heart in a posture of receptivity. Get ready to receive the people that are coming to invest in your life. Jessica, they're in Yukon, Oklahoma. I bless you. Gene and I used to live in Yukon, Oklahoma. Maria M. from St. Louis, Missouri. There is a foreign language that you're going to learn that is going to be very helpful and is going to cause you to receive a lot of progress and open doors in the future. You say, well, I don't know that that is in my heart, but the Holy Spirit is popping it up right now. And he is prompting you to learn a certain language that is going to be a door of opportunity for you. So Maria from St. Louis, Missouri, I bless you in Jesus' name. Susanna S. from Phoenix, Arizona. There is a word from God that is saying that he's moving you from the arena of probability to the arena of possibility, bringing you to a place where you are beginning to know that all things are possible, that your opposition, the opposing forces in your life are decreasing and faith is increasing. Your enemies are decreasing and your opportunities and your blessings and your anointing is increasing. I bless you, Susanna in Phoenix, Arizona. And Candy from Lafayette, Louisiana. There is a song that is breaking forth in your spirit, and it is causing great eruptions inside of you. And as you sing it, the anointing of God is coming upon you, and you're going to sing, and other people will be healed. Manifestations will be taking place simply by the song of the Lord that is breaking forth in your life. And Andrea H. from Garden City, Georgia. You've got to move out of the box. There are other people that have put lines around you, lines of containment. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're coloring out of the outside of the lines. You're breaking out of the boxes of containment. Andrea from Garden City, Georgia, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Brooke from Lafayette, Louisiana, the anointing of God to minister is inside of you. That passion, that longing for more of God, the presence of God is being honored. And I bless you, Brooke. Keep pursuing. Keep moving forward. Crystal from Tolleson, Arizona. Crystal, in Jesus' name, there is a work among young people that's going to be earth-shattering. God is going to use you in an amazing way to minister to this young generation, calling them out of obscurity to preach to their generation. I bless you, Crystal, there from Tolleson, Arizona. Oh, wow. I'm excited today. Nettie G. from Fresno, California. I have a word for you. Here the Holy Spirit saying, it's up to you. You decide. You've halted between two opinions long enough. Shall I do it? Shall I not do it? And you've just kind of been going back and forward, but your progress has been impeded because of your lack of decision making. So no more. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Nettie, no more double-mindedness. Your fear of missing me and my will for your life is no longer an issue. It is no longer an issue. So you be strong and of a good courage. Your trust is not in what you have relied on in days gone past, but your trust has been in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and he wants to remind you, Nettie, that you have certainly, your faith has not gone unnoticed. So make your choice, move forward. The Holy Spirit says, I'm waiting to work with you. And get ready, for I'm ready. And Gary G. from Tulsa, Oklahoma, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's fostering a new God idea inside of you, giving you a clear picture of another witty invention, which in due season is going to be followed by a whole conglomeration of new God ideas and new inventions, which will allow you to preside over your own company. Gary from Tulsa, bless you in Jesus' name. I tell you what, Ruth, let's take a phone call or two from those who may be listening at on BPNradio.com. And the number to call is, here you go, 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. So I'll take a phone, two or three phone calls here. If you want to call me, I'm going to put my headphones on, and I'm going to turn off the music that is playing so that we can hear Todd Music, who plays background music for us. We're going to put him on hold here so that we can hear the phone calls that come in. Okay, Ruth, we need to turn Todd Mooring off. I'll see if I can help you with that right quick so that I can hear the phone calls that come in. So you want to give me a call, 979-596-0195. I've got my headphones on so that I can hear when you call in. You give me your first name. Don't give me your necessarily your last name, your first name, your city, and your state. So I'll wait a few moments for a phone call, and I'll give a prophetic word here online. I know there's a lot of people that's kind of reluctant to call in and have your voice on national, international radio, but you can do it, 979-596-0195. And I'll wait on you for just one moment. I want to remind you that you're listening to BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time, and this is Prophetic Tuesday. And later on today, of course, program will continue on BPN Radio. Don't forget Allison Keeber will host Prophetic Thursday on BPNradio.com as well as Facebook Live. And we're trying to get to everybody. We made a commitment that we're not going to allow one name to fall to the ground. So it may take us a little while, but we have your names recorded. And if we don't get to you today, don't give up on us, because we're going back looking at names, praying over names. And so remember that that your name has not been forgotten. And we made the commitment that we're not going to let one name fall to the ground. I'll wait just a few more seconds. If anybody wants to call, 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. Okay. We're going to move along here. I have a word for Chrissy. Chrissy C. from Waxahachie, Texas. I see you, young lady, full of energy and enthusiasm, accompanied by a lot of creativity. I see entire communities responding to your creative gifts with a lot of participation. Major opportunities are coming your way. Chrissy C. from Waxahachie, I bless you in Jesus' name. Kelly J. from Lake Stevens, Washington, I have a word for you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your confidence level is rising and your ability to move things forward is increasing as a result of recent encounters with the Holy Ghost. It's time to step into that new dimension of anointing on an entirely new level in your life. It's springtime. So don't hesitate to open the door that to go through the door that is opening for you, and it's opening now. So Kelly J. from Lake Stevens, Washington. We have a lot of listeners up in the Northwest, Ruth. A lot of listeners there. We thank you. We also have a lot of listeners and people that are connecting with us from Florida. Jan L. from Florida. Here the Holy Spirit saying, you must refuse to quit on your dreams, those things that are so deeply rooted in your own heart. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not allow disappointment over an assignment that seemingly did not work out, did not seemingly go right, to discourage you from moving forward. Take one step back, but two steps forward. Jan, boy, there's a lot of giftings and a lot of anointing in your life, and there's a lot of godly character in your life, and God recognizes all of that. He does want you to bless Him, and I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Teresa M., from Roebuck, South Carolina. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to begin again. It's time to start over. It's not too late to start over. The results are going to be astounding. And your new beginning is going to be off the charts. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. It's going to be quite overwhelming. So get restarted. Restart your engine, Teresa. Teresa M., Roebuck, South Carolina. Why don't we call out some people that are watching today, and why don't we just bless some people? We have the power to bless some people, so let's do that, Ruth. Ruth Gentry, here she comes. Da tra ta ta da tra ta ta. All right.
We just bless Vida, and we bless Alicia, and I want to bless Jessica, and I want to bless Andrea, and I want to bless Rebecca, and I want to actually give a blessing, a shout out, and tell Brandon, we are praying for you. We will continue to pray for you. We want to add Brandon to our prayer list. He is from Afghanistan, sorry, and he is watching us today. What an amazing thank you. Thank you for serving our country. And yeah. So we just want to lift up Brandon and the troops, everybody that is in that position. What yeah. an amazing gift that you have given to the United States. Thank yeah. you, thank you, thank you. And so many people are listening today. Again, thank you for listening on bpnradio.com, watching Facebook Live. It's always exciting and fun to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, which I understand we're having a little bit of a Skype problem on our phone line, so we will probably not be able to open the phone lines today. I apologize for that. That's why we didn't have any calls coming in. But thank you for letting us know that. So if you are listening on bpnradio.com and you were unable to get through today, I apologize for that. But we will have that operating quickly and back efficiently soon. And here's Pastor Dale.
Okay, thank you, my beautiful daughter-in-law, Ruth. Thank you for co-hosting with me. And sorry about the phones not working. We gave the number, but there was no way to call there. We'll get our engineer, our chief engineer, Michael Schonborn, we'll get him on that right away, see if we can correct that before next Tuesday. All right, thank you for watching. Why don't you like and share, if you will. This broadcast, of course, will be repeated on bpnradio.com, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock today. And it will be on all day long, be repeated on all day long on Dale Gentry Facebook Live and Dale W. Gentry Facebook Live. If you'll like and share, maybe you can share the Facebook Live broadcast on your Facebook page. That'd be great. Tiffany G. from Jacksonville. Before I start that, I do want to bless our troops that are watching from Afghanistan, serving our country there in a very dangerous place. We speak blessings upon you, Brandon, and those that may be watching with you or listening with you today. I just want to give a shout out to all of our troops in Afghanistan that are joining us here on Prophetic Tuesday. Thank you for serving our country. I bless our friend Gil, serving in Afghanistan. I bless you, Gil, and ask God to protect you, watch over you, the many years that you've served there, as well as all of our military troops that are serving our country across America and around the world. We bless you, and of course, we continue to bless our veterans, even after Veterans Day is over, Veterans Week is over, we continue to bless all of our veterans. Tiffany G. from Jacksonville, North Carolina. Here the song of the Lord is about to spring forth out of your innermost being. It will begin in the privacy of your own home, but will soon go into public places where you will begin to lead different groups into heavenly places by singing in the Spirit. I love to sing in the Spirit. I was ministering at a conference years ago in Iowa, and those people were singing, children teenagers, adults were lifting their hands, singing in the Spirit. Sometimes it would go on even for hours and just caught us up in the heavenly places. I love to do that. And Tiffany, you have that anointing. I bless you there in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And Aaron Kay from Alaska, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Aaron, that you're going to be instrumental in working with him to refill joy jugs, of believers. So many Christians have lost their strength because they have lost their joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength, and you're going to begin to help people refill their joy jugs. New wineskins for new wine. New wineskins for new wine. And rejoicing in the Spirit, laughing in the Holy Ghost is going to accompany your incredible anointings. And so, Aaron, I bless you there in Alaska in Jesus' name. And Sel M. from Fort Myers, Florida, I see you as a major servant in the house of the Lord. Your gift of hospitality will overshadow all of the other assignments you may have. The ability to wash others' feet and help them feel significant again is beyond anything else you may do in life. Serving others, helping them see and experience the true love and life of Jesus, it's going to bring amazing results in people's lives that you serve. So, Sel, I bless you because you are a blessing. Brenda F. from Durango, Colorado. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your desperate desire to do His will has given you special attention in heavenly places. Don't be afraid of change. Remember, Brenda, He's been preparing you for a long time. You have been acquiring so much information and revelation and understanding and discernment, and the time is coming for you to just pour it out, And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to go into extra innings, and people will say more, and you'll say, well, I'm so tired, but there will be so many hungry people desiring what you have received. The time of change is coming, and the time of being able to flow in the Holy Ghost and release those things that have been deposited in your own life has come. You come from good stock. A lot has been poured into you over the years of your life. So, Brenda, there in Durango, Colorado, I bless you in Jesus' name. Sandra T. from Columbia, Missouri. This is the rest wherein He has called the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. And that is a word from God, from Scriptures for you, that God is moving you into a season of rest where you are going to lay aside the activities and the heavy burdens to allow your soul to rest, your body to rest, and your spirit to rest. And the Holy Spirit wants to assure you, Sandra, that when you come out of this season of rest, you're going to move into a new arena of assurance, a new arena of anointing, a new arena of ministry that you have not walked in days gone by. There's some people that's receiving that now. They're getting excited. So it may be a word for several people today that you're to lay aside your activities for a time of rest. And out of that rest, as I've said many times, there will come revelation. Remember that revelation comes out of rest. And so many people say, well, I'm not hearing the voice of God, and I can't seem to hear God talking to me, speaking to me. That is because you're so busy and you're so activity oriented that you're not being able to hear the voice of the Lord. Remember, the Bible said you will hear that still small voice behind you saying, this is the way. So when you get still, you'll hear the still small voice. So some of you need to get still. You need to lay aside some of your activities and say, I'm going to give it a rest. And I believe it's going to be a supernatural thing. So I bless you, Sandra, and I bless those of you that are receiving this word at this very moment. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Jeannie S. from Gusenhausen, Germany. Blessings beyond compare are coming your way, Jeannie. Blessings beyond compare coming your way. The suddenlies of God, suddenlies are going to amaze you, refresh you, stimulate you to continue on the pathway that you have contemplated leaving on several occasions. And I believe this is a word for some other people. Some of you have contemplated just leaving, stepping aside from the path that you've been on, and you can't quit prematurely. The opportunities to quit have come your way, Jeannie, from Gunzenhausen, Germany. But you can't quit. And there's some of you that want to quit. You say, I'm going to quit. I'm going to resign. I'm going to turn aside. I'm going to put in my notice. The Holy Spirit is prompting you. No, no, no. Wait, 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 wait. There's more to this assignment than you think there is. So I want to say over you, Jeannie, true miracles are in motion, resulting in 11th hour happening. Just when you thought it was over, it had just begun. Boy, I feel the anointing on that. Just when you thought it was over. Some of you think it's all over, but it's not over until it's over, and it's not over. It's just begun. Pamela H. from Austin, Texas. I love Austin, Texas. Your gift of faith is going to bring you through many treacherous times and events, and in your life as well as other people. You're going to help people cross rivers, go through floods, go through fiery trials. Your helping hands and helping words will bring many to the other side. You have an unusual anointing upon you, Pamela. Pamela, you are a happy person, and you're going to bring a lot of people into great happiness and contentment because of the unusual anointing that you have. Pamela H., Austin, Texas, I bless you in Jesus' name. And once again, I'll remind you, we're not able to take phone calls today because the phone system not working. We'll try to get that fixed before next week. Wow. You have any, maybe I give a prophetic word or two over some people that are watching on Facebook Live today. Brad from Monticello, Arkansas. God is at work. And he that has begun, that's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, he that has begun a good work over you is going to complete that work. Hallelujah. And God has just given you extraordinary strength and grace at this moment in time, accompanied by outstanding favor to move you into the completion of your assignment. Tanya from Lafayette, Louisiana. We have a lot of watchers and listeners from Lafayette. There is a revival going on in Lafayette. I'm speaking a prophetic word over the whole city of Lafayette. There's a revival breaking forth in Lafayette. And I believe, Tanya, that you are an instrumental player in the revival in Lafayette, Louisiana. Just going to be amazing what God is going to do there. So I bless you. Susie from El Paso, Texas. You have known the scriptures from your childhood, and the scriptures that you have known are reverberating in your spirit. And as you declare those scriptures that that were put in your heart by a Sunday school teacher or by your parents or some relative as a child, those scriptures are deeply embedded in your spirit, and I declare they're coming to life. And those words are not just words written in a Bible or on a page, but there are words, life-giving words for you. So do warfare, declare what you have been taught as a child, the scriptures, because those scriptures are for this portion of time. Rebecca, Blairsville, Georgia, Rebecca, the anointing of God is upon you, and you must not allow anything to cause you to step aside. You got to stay on track, and remember that too many assignments at one time can make you weary. Two or three assignments at one time should be a max in your life. That's a good word for somebody. I believe that, and I've prophesied over years, we can do three things better than we can do one thing. So identify who you are, your assignments at this present time. Don't be confused or be disoriented by a multitude of so many different things. Carrie from Paragould, I believe that's Paragould, Arkansas. Carrie, the ability to interpret dreams is coming your way. Revelation, words of knowledge, the gifts of the Spirit. And you're going to be one that operates in the nine spiritual gifts as well as teaching the nine spiritual gifts. And I have Innocent from Guten, Johannesburg, Africa. Welcome, Johannesburg, Africa. I bless you in the name of the Lord. And sometimes you feel like you've been misplaced, you've been misassigned. You just don't know how that your geographical location is fitting in with the gifts and dreams and callings of God. But I'm here, the Holy Spirit saying it's all merging together, and He's going to make it beautiful in His time. So, Innocent, I bless you there from Gauteng, Johannesburg, Africa. I bless you in the name of the Lord. And Tracy from Richmond, Virginia. God is opening major doors for campus ministry, and it's going to be amazing how you're going to attract a college and university students with you, with the anointing of God that is upon you. It's the anointing that's going to break the yoke in so many young people's lives. And there's a campus call, and you're involved in the campus call, because we know that Satan is attacking college and university campuses, led by liberal and anti-Christian professors. And so He's putting you in the thick of it all. I bless you, Tracy, there in Richmond. Regina R. from Springtown, Ohio. Remember the promises of God. Don't let them go. And don't allow yourself to turn aside for some new thing when the old thing is still in motion. Don't allow yourself to turn aside from the new thing, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, when the old thing is still in motion. Whoa! Well, it's a wonderful day. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise You. We honor You. We magnify You. Somebody magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Revelation is flowing. Somebody that I've not even called your name, but you're getting a word from God today. So receive it. Get ready. Write it down. Write it. Jeremiah 30:2 says, write it in a book. Write it down. Even if you only get one word. Only one word. When I preached at Breakout Radio Church this past Sunday, I only had one word: resist. And I said, well, that, you know, I can't preach for 25 or 30 minutes just on that word resist. But as I began to say it over and over, resist, resist, then the Holy Spirit gave me the scriptures, and He began to enlarge that. And so you may just get one word. Write it down. One sentence. Write it down. Whatever it is, write it down. And as you speak that, I will assure you that there will be enlargement over that one word or one sentence, whatever it may be. The Holy Spirit will enlarge it in your life. Ruth, why don't you give people an opportunity to give an offering? Remember, there's no charge for prophetic words. But you know, we have about 21 people that is on our breakout ministry team, our breakout prayer network, our bpnradio.com team. Our expenses are increasing because we're doing more, reaching more people. So I want to give you an opportunity to give today.
Thank you. If you're just now joining us, I want to say welcome to bpnradio.com. And what a great opportunity we have to just share God's goodness. And we do need partners. We need partners along the way. And if God is calling you to be a bpnradio.com partner, that would be an amazing blessing. And it would really, really benefit the kingdom. And that is so easy to do. I mean, it's we've got a few websites as we are pulling those together. But currently we have letspray.com. Letspray.com. And that's an amazing website to go on to, because there's a lot of resources, free resources and downloads there for you. So go to letspray.com. And if you would go to the donate button and just pray about what God would have you share with your finances and give today, we would really, really appreciate it. Or if you would like to write a check, you could make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And what I would love to encourage you, which would be encouraging back to us, I just have to say and share a little bit here really quick, and I want y'all to hear my heart. We have hundreds, I'm not exaggerating, we have hundreds of names that are given to us, and we are doing our best to, pray over, we are praying over them. We always pray over them, but we're doing our best to pray over them individually and give them a word, something that the Lord has shared with either Pastor Dale or Allison, or we've even called Callie in as a guest to help us. So we have had hundreds of names submitted to us, and it is so important to us to share this gift with you. You know what would be awesome is if you would give an offering just to say thank you, and if you would include a testimony when you write that check, Breakout Ministries. If you would, hear my heart, if you would sow back a seed, if you've received something from this ministry, and you would include a testimony, it would be so encouraging to us. Because we're human. We're just human. And so when we get a testimony in on a piece of paper, we love Facebook Live. We love all the social media apps. It's great. I'm going to be honest. We get a piece of paper, and Pastor Dale gets to open a letter, and he is just shared a testimony of what God's goodness and how and faithfulness and just what is happening in your life. It is such a blessing. He has actually got a book, and it's got pages and pages and pages of testimonies. And I'm telling you what, you start reading those testimonies, your faith starts going higher and higher and higher. And there's nothing God can't do. So I just encourage you, if this ministry has been a blessing to you, we are so thankful for you. But if it has been a blessing to you, you're thankful for it, would you please sow a seed during this Thanksgiving season? And would you include a testimony? That would mean so much. So I'm going to repeat that again. It's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Or you can go to the donate button at letspraymerica.com. You could also go bpnradio.com. Donate button. And if any time, and side note, if any time we're not on Facebook Live or something is a little bit of a glitch just with the technical side, just go to your computer. Type in bpnradio.com, and it should just begin playing the program just as soon as you click on that listen button. And so we are trying different avenues, different ways of multiple ways to get the word out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray blessings over you for partnering with us financially. We thank you for the prayers. And I'm going to just say I thank you for the testimonies that are coming in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, Ruth, that's a very, very good word. And boy, I would assure you that I open every piece of mail that comes my way. If you want to write me a Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas 78709. Well, I'd love to get a letter from you. That'd be fantastic. And thank you for your giving. Thank you for supporting this ministry. I know you have so many, many calls for support, but I bless you and I assure you that you're sowing good seed into good soil. And I bless those of you that are giving. And it's all we got to have partners. Even Jesus had partners. So thank you very much. We believe that we're making a huge difference by speaking into so many, many lives. And as I've said many, many times, one word from God can change your life forever. And all the time I'm getting reports of you shared a word over me this many years ago or in a certain place. I was recently had a phone call from a pastor, and he said a couple of years ago, you prophesied over my daughter that she would get a scholarship to play college basketball. So he said, last year an unusual thing happened. There was a scout came down from a college in Kansas, and he was scouting a young lady that was on my daughter's team. But my daughter had a very unusual night. And she was very hot that night and shooting those baskets and making those points. And I don't know if he signed the other young lady, But he said he signed my daughter and gave her a full scholarship to play basketball in Kansas. So right now, that young lady that I gave a prophecy over a couple of years ago that you will get a scholarship to play college basketball is now in Kansas playing on that team. And I'm looking forward to getting a good report. It all happened, I believe, because of her willingness to practice, but also her willingness and obedience to receive that word from God. I'm going to play college basketball. I'm going to get a scholarship. And today, she's doing that. One word from God can change your life forever. I have a word for John from John K. from Georgia. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're a traitor. You're a traitor, John, not traitor Joe, but traitor John. You have a special gift to buy and sell and to trade. You understand the value of a thing. You're going to be involved in major bartering. That's the word the Holy Spirit is giving me about business. The major business opportunities are going to be bartering. And so you know the value of a thing. You know how to barter. It may not bring in a lot of finances, but it's going to move you into a new season of pure joy in your life. Ashley R. from Oklahoma City. Continue. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Continue. Continue in the place that you are, for God is preparing you for a major ministry assignment. So I bless you, Ashley. Ashley R. there in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Sorry, the phone lines are down, but I'm going to give two or three more words from people that may be writing in and contacting us on Facebook Live. I just want to say how much I appreciate you being a part of Prophetic Tuesday, and I want to say how much I appreciate you being a part of Prophetic Thursday. And we literally, over the past few months, have had thousands of people that have joined us on bpnradio.com and as well as Facebook Live. And we just appreciate you sharing the word. Even if you have received a word, tell your friends to contact us on my Facebook pages, Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry, and Allison Keeber, we will put your name down, pray over your name, and contact as many people as we possibly can, sharing prophetic word. Even if we're several weeks behind, don't give up on us, okay? Don't give up on us. Alex H. in Oklahoma City, there is a certain environment that I hear the Holy Spirit say that you're to operate in. And you are not to allow an improper, inordinate mixture to invade what I call your Holy Ghost space. You must make sure that the mixture is right. Because sometimes we can have inordinate mixtures in our lives that prevent us from fulfilling the assignment that God has given us. And so everything that looks good, sounds good, may not be good. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to not allow any inordinate voices, inordinate mixtures to invade your Holy Ghost space. Because it's in that space, Alex, that you're going to do great deeds for God. I bless you there, Alex H. in Oklahoma City. And I just want to speak a blessing over Patricia, there in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. I've sown a lot of seed in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. I just want to say that I bless you in the name of Jesus, and the manifestation of the words from God. Got a lot of prophetic words given over your life that have not been manifested, but they will not be manifested in your time. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying they will be manifested in His time. In His time. He's going to make everything beautiful in His time. So Patricia from Kingfisher, Oklahoma, I just bless you there in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm asking God to bless you. Lisa A. from Roswell, New Mexico. Lisa A., the things that have gone wrong has not prevented the blessings of God from entering your life. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Lisa, from Roswell, that you are not to allow the things that have happened, the misunderstandings, what you would call disasters in your life, to prevent you from the Holy Spirit fulfilling those things that you have known all along. So you are to separate yourself from those things that try to manifest itself in your life that is trying to prevent you from moving forward in the things that you know that God has given you. Daniel chapter 10. I'll just give you, Lisa, just give you Daniel chapter 10. The promise was true, but it was a long time coming. So I'm declaring that the promises that God has given you are true, even though they have been a long time coming. I bless you, Lisa. I ask God to bless you. He's going to turn your mourning into dancing, your weeping into great joy. And Jordan T.H. from Oklahoma City, there is financial blessings that are coming your way. Blessings that you are going to distribute to others. He's not blessing you for you to tear down your old barns and build bigger barns, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Jordan, that He is blessing you for major distribution in the name of Jesus. And you are to dream big, because your dreams are not big enough, and you are to ask more, for you are not asking for enough. And so, Jordan, I bless you, and your obedience and your receptivity is going to give you opportunity to be a blessing to so many, many people. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they be sent? And how can they be sent without some money? So you are a money giver. You are a producer of finances for this end time harvest. So Taylor, Jordan, Taylor H., I bless you in Jesus' name there in Oklahoma City. And Tressa E. from Bloomington, Indiana. God has given you favor there at Indiana University. And you have some teaching assignments, and I'm not sure whether you're degreed or are qualified to teach for people to get credits, but you're going to teach. I don't know what you're going to teach, but you're certainly going to teach. And if you have been taught, then you are to teach what you have been taught. So there, Teresa E. from Bloomington, Indiana. Oh, it's been a wonderful day. I want to bless you. Ruth's going to come. We're going to bless you today, you that have been listening on bpnradio.com, and those of you that have been watching on Facebook Live, we're going to bless you. The Bible says that we have the power to bless, and we just want to bless you. I want you to stay tuned to bpnradio.com. We're about to celebrate next week, next Monday on bpnradio.com at 10 a.m., our team, several of our team members will be joining us in celebrating our third year of broadcasting on bpnradio.com. We're expanding. We're enlarging. We have a number of broadcast satellite stations. We have one in Tucson, Arizona. We have one in Fort Worth, Texas. We have one in England. We have,
Kansas.
We have one in Liberal, Kansas. We have another one in Austin, Texas. We're expanding. We have satellite stations that are popping up, one in Moldova. And these are days of expansion, aren't they, Ruth? We're so excited about what God is doing. And help us celebrate next Monday on bpnradio.com. And remember that today, Delvin Kinzer is going to be next with the news. And then we'll have Roy Beard. He'll have a word from the wall at 11:55, prophetic word. He'll also be on at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, with a program he's entitled Understanding the Times, What's Happening in America, What's Going On. And he opens his mouth. He's a Vietnam vet, and he's a very prolific writer and great speaker. And then, of course, all week long, we have great programming on bpnradio.com as well as Facebook Live. Tomorrow I'll be back at 10 a.m. with prayer time at 10 a.m. on bpnradio.com. Allison Keeber will be on Facebook Live and bpnradio.com on Thursday. And then another one of my spiritual daughters will be on Friday, a former college teacher, professor, Rhonda Kinzer. She is a woman who knows how to pray, is a great faith of prayer, prayer of faith, and she'll pray for you. That'll be Friday at 10 a.m. on bpnradio.com as well as Facebook Live.
That schedule is posted on letspraymerica.com.
Okay,
They can go to letspraymerica.com.
Okay.
And that schedule is posted at the beginning of the week, and then I think daily it's updated. But if you want to look for a particular program or a guest or just kind of looking again what all we have going, we have so much going at BPN Radio.
Yes,
so go to letspraymerica.com, and that schedule, radio schedule, is posted there.
And thank you, Ruth. And over the past 3 years, I have interviewed scores of people, maybe hundreds of people, on bpnradio.com. And at noon Central Time and 4 p.m. Central Time every day, Monday through Friday, we are replaying some of those incredible interviews. So many, many people of God. I'm not sure who we have scheduled today. But we replay those interviews every day at noon and 4 p.m. And my granddaughter Taylor Gentry is on every weeknight at 9 o'clock. Millennial Watch. My granddaughter Brittany Greenlee is on all night long, midnight till 5 a.m. With worship music called Night Watch. We just have it going 24 hours a day. And we just are not stopping. We're continuing to broadcast, calling America to pray. And we believe we're playing a very significant role in the future of our nation. We believe we played a very significant role in our presidential election. And we are continuing to pray as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. We have over 1,200 churches that are participating, and over 700 cities that are participating. It's just a marvelous thing. Well, let's bless the people. Father, Ruth and Dale Gentry, bless the people that are listening today on bpnradio.com and blessing the people that are watching on Facebook Live. It's been a wonderful day. What you have said to us, what you have shown us, we will not let go of. We will grasp it. We will lay hold of it as we continue to receive words from God, knowing that we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. We bless those people that have been listening and those people that have been watching. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for watching. God bless you here from Prophetic Tuesday. Okay, Aliona, you can
play
the outro.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Back to you. God so loved this whole world that he gave his only son. And if we will cleave to him, we'll not perish, but we'll have eternal life, and we'll never be condemned, for God's promises are yes.
come to these islands to undo heavy burdens, set the oppressed free, give bread to the hungry. I've come to these islands to loose chains of injustice, reach the rejected, cover the naked. Yes, the light will break forth like the morning, and your healing will spring everywhere. Then your righteousness will go before you. Come to these islands with no pointing finger, but the hands of a builder, a home life restorer. I've come to these islands to build ancient ruins, raise up the foundations for this generation. Yes, your light will shine out in the darkness. Darkness become bright as day. You will ride this earth's highest mountains, and all your work will be to my.
Whisper in the morning, and you are on my lips when I say good night. You are the one who captured my heart without warning. Higher than the moon, brighter than the stars, you are. And you are the first name I whisper when I'm lonely. And you are my lips when I need you near. You are my Lord and Savior, my one and only. Honey in the rock, bright and morning star, you are. You are the one who somehow noticed me when no one in the world could see my face. You are the one who plucked me out of the darkness and saved my life with your amazing grace. I know I'm just a sinner, purchased by your scars. And I know that I'm not perfect, but Jesus, you are, you are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are. First name I whisper in the morning, and you are on my lips when I say good night. Jesus, you are. Whoa, whoa, you are, Jesus, you are. You are, you are, Jesus, you are. Jesus, you are. He
is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Oh. For me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory,
us, how he loves us all.